A Logo, A24. Hulu presents a Hulu original. On a city street, twilight, a long-haired individual staggers forward, white shirt and face streaked with blood. In the right hand, a sheaf of papers. In the left, a blue plastic bag. The image is replaced by the orange and red flashing lights of a police cruiser. An officer emerges from the driver's side, looks skyward, and positions the car's searchlight up. In white lettering, credits appear, including Ilana Glazer, Justin Theroux, Gretchen Mol, Sophia Bush, Zainab Jah, Josh Hamilton, Sabrina Gadecki, J.G. Makapuga, Danielle Slavik, Lucy Walters, Kelly Okwa, Niels Lawton, Sullivan Jones, and Pierce Brosnan. Casting by Jessica Kelly and Rebecca Dealey. Composers, Lucy Railton and Yair Eleazar Glotman. Costume designer, Valerie Klarich. Edited by John Philpott. Production designer, Jason Singleton. Director of photography, Pawel Pogozelski. Co-produced, John Reed, Allison Rose Carter. Produced by Ilana Glazer, John Lee, Jonathan Wang. Original story, John Lee and Alyssa Nutting. Screenplay by John Lee and Ilana Glazer. Directed by John Lee. Police lights flicker against the side of a skyscraper. On an upper level floor, a window is open. Sheer interior draperies flutter with the wind. In a dark bedroom, a man and a woman lie in bed. A woman stirs and wearily walks toward a spacious bathroom. She grabs an open pregnancy test box and sits on a toilet while looking down between her legs. She stands and wanders away, placing a pregnancy test unit on the ledge of the sink. One line appears within an indicator window. In red, false positive. A waft of red mist floats past. With a bearded man seated nearby, a woman leans up in bed, staring at the pregnancy indicator. She shakes her head and looks away.
Well, womp womp.
Hey, come on. Stop it.
I can't.
She shakes her head and steps away.
I can't.
In the bathroom, the couple stand at a vanity sink, staring at their reflections in a mirror.
I just wanted it to be natural.
It will be natural. Just let me call him. Look, he's one of the top 5 fertility specialists in the world.
As a woman, this is the one thing I'm supposed to be able to do, and I can't do it.
Well, let's just find out if we can get pregnant. And if we can't, then, you know, we'll blow the college fund on some of the best vacations of our lives.
He grins, touches his shoulder, and nods.
Calm.
Really? Oh. Well.
They hug.
You're gonna love him.
Holding a coffee mug, the woman stares out a window. A wide bridge spans a broad river. The Manhattan skyline is beyond. The couple holds hands as they enter a building. They approach a woman in a white uniform at a desk, the Hindle Women's Center.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Lucia and Adrian.
Yes.
I go by Lucy, but...
The woman holds two fingers at her ear.
A name change from Lucia to Lucy, please.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Hindle's head nurse, Dawn. Let me just get you started with some paperless paperwork.
Hands Lucy a tablet.
And Rita...
Another blonde in a white uniform.
Can I help out with refreshments?
Do you want an espresso or something?
Sure.
Enjoy it while you can.
Go ahead, take a seat.
Lucy taps on the tablet.
I'm changing the file name now.
Thank you.
On the tablet, Lucia is replaced by Lucy. Adrian brings her a drink with a straw and a red strawberry. Lucy sips. Lucy in a white examining gown and blood pressure cuff. One nurse places a tongue depressor in her mouth and stares in. Another nurse peers into an otoscope in Lucy's ear. The first nurse holds an ophthalmoscope at an eye, while the other nurse places a thermometer in Lucy's mouth. Lucy is handed a urine specimen cup. A gloved hand removes the thermometer. Adrian and Lucy in an examining room. A man in a white coat and white beard enters.
Adrian.
So nice to see you. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has indeed. Yeah. Oh, Lucy.
Hi.
Lovely to meet you.
Such a pleasure to meet you.
So, you two need a little help.
Yeah. We've been trying pretty hard for 2 years.
Yes, I know. Adrian told me.
I don't get it. I thought I have been doing everything right. I eat well. I exercise. I haven't even had a drink for 2 years.
I don't want you to have to question everything you're doing. I will give you the best possible chance of getting pregnant. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Good. Oh, thank you, Dawn.
Dawn hands Dr. Hindle a chart. Next, Lucy lies back on an examining table. Adrian holds her hand. Her legs are in stirrups, and Dr. Hindle, with Dawn, begins an examination by lubricating a speculum. Lucy tenses and stares away. Dr. Hindle looks up toward Adrian.
Did you know that Adrian was the most talented surgeon I ever taught?
Oh, God, stop it.
There's this one woman. She had breast cancer, and the hospital wouldn't pay for a post-mastectomy augmentation. So your husband, he just goes and does it without telling anyone.
No, I told her.
Yes, and the board wanted me to let you go. I told them, if he goes, I go. I was sick of teaching at the hospital anyway, so I quit. We should have started our own practice right then and there.
Yeah, might have been great. A lot of work, though.
I know, it's hard. Sometimes I wish I could clone myself. It's the only way I get the job done.
Taps Lucy's thigh.
Okay. Your architecture is great. Oh. Problem is, low HCG levels. I'll give you a little boost. Post and pre-insemination. Monitor your numbers from there.
Wipes hands with sanitizer.
That's it?
Hindle nods.
Yes.
Really? I've just been tested so many times.
All these women.
Points at framed photos of smiling women with
all
babies.
All these women here had troubles. Some worse than you. All happy moms I've sent home with babies. We have IUI and IVF. IVF makes babies in a test tube. IUI makes them inside of you. I've invented a method that's a little of both. I like to call it in utero Hindle fertilization. You can help me with that one, as you're the marketing genius.
Lucy and Adrian share a smile.
Okay.
Oh, well then, thank you, John.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hindle. Thank you.
They all shake hands. Next, in her office, Lucy is on her phone reviewing Instagram photos and videos of babies.
Lucy, got five?
Lucy nods and joins the man in his office.
Dirk's considering making you lead on the WITH account.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Mahale's managing 4 clients. I've got 6, and I was like, what about Lucy?
Greg, you said that. Thank you so much.
Of course. He wants to see Brian's ideas before pulling the trigger.
Of course.
But you're what this pitch needs. Some female intuition. Although I think I cover a little of that myself. Now, if this works out, it's going to come with more responsibility. Travel, more money. Luz, I'm fighting for you. Also, I'm thinking Dig In for lunch. What do you think?
I'm obsessed with Dig In. I'll start an order.
Great. I'm going to do the grilled tofu market bowl and a side of wilted beet greens.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same.
She strides across an open space and into a restroom. She bends over, hands together, then claps her hands, beams, and hops. Now Adrian is in a hallway in Dr. Hindle's office.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No.
Rita hands him a specimen cup.
Thank you.
On a smartphone, video of a woman, breasts bared, being slapped and held by the neck. Lucy lies back on an examining table, legs in stirrups. Adrian's hand is on her shoulder. Dr. Hindle positions a mirror beside himself, pointed between Lucy's legs.
Lucy, would you like to watch?
Here you go.
Perfect.
Dr. Hindle smooths a speculum with lubricant. Adrian places a hand on Lucy's shoulder.
Rita.
Rita joins Hindle and Dawn. He hands a hypodermic to the doctor. Its needle is about 4 inches long. He looks to Adrian. Lucy stares ahead and exhales.
Good work, son. This is powerful stuff.
Lucy blinks. The doctor smiles slightly as he conducts the procedure. He raises the hypodermic. Its needle is now a dark red.
Brilliant.
Lucy grins and swallows hard. Adrian kisses her on the cheek. Now, Lucy at a laptop around a large table in her office.
She looks like a smart shopper.
Why are
another
you
worker shows Lucy the image of a young woman on the screen of a tablet and the word with, W-Y-T-H.
She's kind of too runway. I think of with as more girl on the subway hot.
Thank you. That's what I said. We need subway hot, not runway.
Subway hot?
Okay, what about this one?
Lucy looks toward the tablet, but then down.
I'll be back in a second.
Lucy is bent over a toilet. With Adrian in an examining room at Dr. Hindle's office.
You are 100% pregnant.
Lucy beams. Adrian and Hindle hug.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
Adrian and Lucy kiss. Lucy steps off the examining table and hugs Dr. Hindle.
Dr. Hindle?
Nighttime. Adrian and Lucy in bed. Adrian holds a small journal and a pen.
Almost done.
All right. You go.
After all that?
Yes.
Okay, fine. If we have a girl, Wendy.
Oh, Luz. That's perfect. We can make Wendy a little Peter Pan costume in honor of your mom.
That would be nice.
Okay. I'm only going to do boys' names from now on.
Okay.
He scribbles.
What about Adrian?
Raises his eyebrows.
As in Junior?
It's kind of cool, right?
Lucy grins. Next, on Lucy's phone, a message from Greg, her boss. Dig in? Lucy sighs and walks to Greg's office.
Hey. I will take orders in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to talk to you about something.
Sure. Are you feeling nervous about the pitch?
Actually, I wanted to let you know that I am pregnant.
I knew it! I seriously have some sort of women's intuition thing going on.
You have been glowing.
Oh, thank you.
All right, what's up?
Oh.
Tell him. Go on, tell him.
Okay. I'm pregnant.
Yes!
Aww. No wonder you've been glowing.
That's what I just said.
I literally said that to my wife last night. I was like, Lucy is glowing.
You guys, thank you. That's so sweet.
Hey, let's get a really good lunch today. Whatever you want. It's even better than Dig In.
What about with?
You know, it might not be a bad idea to let them know you're expecting. Make them feel bad if they don't hire us.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not showing by then, we'll just plump you up with a pillow.
Yeah, Wyeth has really nice pillows.
That's true. That's right.
Lucy lies back on an examining table. Adrian stands behind her as Dr. Hindle lubricates a speculum.
Right. Here we go.
As Lucy holds on to Adrian's arm, he looks toward a computer screen. It displays a sonogram with the grainy image of a moving fetus.
Oh, my God. Is that a...
Yep.
And there's the second. Twin check. Males.
Adrian's face widens with astonishment.
Twin boys?
Twins.
And... the third. Female singlet.
Lucy stares and bites her lip, breathing heavily. He sits up.
Just relax.
Water, please.
Relax. This is absolutely normal for how aggressive we boosted your numbers. I was not going to send you home empty-handed. So, we've got twin boys and a female singlet. Total of three. Now, selective reduction. Far be it from me to tell you what to do, but with your history and these elevated numbers, we're looking at an increase of possible complications. Preemies, or worse... miscarriage.
Lucy and Adrian wear pained expressions.
And by a reduction, you mean an abortion?
We'd be making a sacrifice to ensure a successful birth. Either the boys, because they share the same sac, or the girl. Now, I would strongly recommend we keep the boys. They look healthy. And the girl, well, she's a bit small.
Lucy shakes her head slightly.
Could we... like... is there...
okay.
Sorry. I just don't want to make the wrong choice.
Lucy, Lucy, Lucy.
He stands.
I will not let that happen. The odds of you having a baby have just increased 100%. But yes, you do have a decision to make.
Thank you.
Adrian, can I have a word?
No. Yeah.
Dawn reaches out to Lucy.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah. Thanks.
Lucy slowly turns toward two images in the sonogram. In an upscale restaurant, Adrian lifts a champagne flute.
We did it.
I'm pregnant.
Yes, we're pregnant. Come on. It's expensive.
Lucy lifts her glass. They drink.
Do you want to talk about it?
I'm still processing the whole thing. Aren't you?
Yeah. But I agree with Dr. Hindle. I think we should have the boys.
You do?
You said you've always wanted a sibling. A lot of your quirks are from being an only child.
Two at once is a lot.
Look, what do you think the chances are of us being able to get pregnant again? Slim. I'm saying that for myself, because I'm getting up there, too.
What about with?
I'll just take on more clients if you want to quit work.
I don't want to stop working. I'm just starting to get ahead.
Hey, we've always talked about having more than one.
Yeah, that was before we couldn't have any.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying that we should have... You asked me my opinion, so I gave it to you.
I want the girl. I've always seen her. Pictured us lying together in bed, staring at each other. And she would see through me with these clear eyes, right past me to some better version of myself.
Adrian smiles and reaches out.
Are you serious?
Would you like to hear this evening's specials?
Yes, that would be great.
Tonight we have a pan-roasted duck. It is in a persimmon glaze served with a side of roasted local root vegetables.
We also Lucy frowns.
Pasta with black pepper cream sauce with forage mushrooms.
From above, Adrian and Lucy, in bed, facing away from each other. Then, still in darkness, Adrian types on a laptop and looks to the side. Gradually, his image seems to shrink. Now, Lucy stares blankly at the breakfast table. Adrian walks toward her, placing his laptop on the table. He kneels before Lucy.
I'm sorry if I made you feel bad.
It's okay.
Let's have Wendy. It's what you want.
Are you sure?
I mean, if you are.
Lucy leans forward and kisses her husband. He kisses her forehead. Lucy smiles as Adrian pours coffee. He looks to her.
What?
John wants me to present him with some big award. Probably just wants to embarrass me with a story or whatever, but...
Well, you have to do it. That's some real exposure.
I have to write a speech. Then I have to...
I'll write it for you. Duh.
Are you serious?
Of course. He got us pregnant. You owe him.
Yeah. Well, can't argue with that.
He opens his laptop. The Empire State Building is reflected in the window of Lucy's apartment. On a laptop, a woman's image and the letters WYTH. It's replaced by an article, Selective Reduction, Living with the Decision. Through the window in Greg's door, he and another man are in an animated discussion. The other man looks toward Lucy. Now Adrian and Lucy stroll in a park, hand in hand. He hugs her.
Lucy, you're not going to be doing this on your own. You should join a mommy group or something.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I wish one of my friends was pregnant. You know, Eden doesn't even have that boyfriend anymore. And Allison is like...
Allison's Allison.
Come on, you know you love them. They're just...
loud.
I was going to say young, but they are also loud. So then I got into part-time food styling. I was just like, fuck it.
Four women around a cafe table.
That's great. Well, I'm Corrigan. I'm a paralegal, and I'm 17 weeks pregnant with Rafe. Like Ralph, but French. My husband, Brad, is a lawyer at Goldman in-house, and we're just so excited. We did a bunch of rounds of IVF and, you know, third time's the charm.
Lucy nods.
We tried two times and this one finally stuck.
Oh, good.
I kind of went a little off the deep end.
Mommy brain is a real thing.
Oh, girl. We did IVF too.
Oh. Who'd you go to?
The Hindle Women's Center.
Oh, my God. I was on a wait list there for a year and a half before we gave up.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask how long you had to wait?
I actually didn't because my husband was his student in medical school.
Oh, my God, how lucky.
Wow.
Well, what kind of doctor is he?
Adrian is a reconstructive surgeon at Sloan Kettering.
Does he do mommy makeovers?
Oh, yeah.
Can you get, like, a Hindle C-section and a tummy tuck all in one shot?
I never thought about that, but I'm going to ask him.
I would really like to get in on that plan.
Yeah, right. Can we get a family discount?
Yeah. But you're so tiny, you probably won't even need it.
Oh. You are going to be huge.
Thank you.
Lucy on a couch in Dr. Hindle's office. She lifts a magazine, Fertility, A Man and His Empire, with a cover photo of Dr. Hindle. Lucy stares at the cover. It also features Grace Singleton, midwife with soul. Adrian and Hindle are in a nearby corridor.
Lucy, are you ready?
Yeah.
In an examining room.
There's no need to be worried, Lucy. I've done this procedure thousands of times over the past 30 years.
Dr. Hindle is an innovator in the field. You are with truly the best in the biz.
I swear, I didn't tell her to say that. You are in good and hopefully warm hands.
His nurses hand him a speculum and a hypodermic.
Okay. You're going to feel a little pinch. Breathe deeply.
From above, Lucy's face seems upside down.
It's very good. Breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe.
Superimposed over Lucy's image, blood seems to pool and spread, replaced by Dr. Hindle's face.
I've perfected the technique.
Do you think she can hear us?
No. She's out cold. She'll get her fairy tale ending.
Lucy, eyes closed, head tilted to the side. Now children on a playground. One child sits by herself. Lucy approaches her.
Wendy. It's time to go, sweetheart.
Lucy taps Wendy on the shoulder. The child turns to face Lucy. Wendy's face seems blotched with dark red. Lucy awakes with a start, eyes darting. In a blur, Adrian and Dr. Hindle are in a doorway. Adrian goes to her. Dr. Hindle approaches and nods.
You zonked out on us. How are you feeling?
Okay, I guess.
You can just rest up now.
Dr. Hindle taps Lucy's shoulder.
I want you to think of this as a fresh start. Okay?
Okay.
Good. No, don't.
The back of the examining table is propped up, and Dawn hands Lucy a bottle of water.
Sweetie, you might not want to tell anyone about this. You know, there's so much judgment and misinformation out there.
You feel free to call us anytime, visit anytime you wish.
What happens to the twins?
What do you mean?
The reductions.
Reduced fetuses attached to the placenta and get extracted with the afterbirth.
So they won't affect Wendy?
No. She's all taken care of.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Oh, let's have a hug, shall we?
He extends a hand. Hindle leans over and hugs Lucy.
You rest now, Adrian.
Adrian and Hindle hug.
Thanks, man. Yes. Good man, good man. When is she going to start calling me John?
Thank you, John.
Try to enjoy some quality mom time. You deserve it. Remember, you're pregnant.
Lucy grins and takes Adrian's hand. He kisses her forehead. Next, Lucy rides in a car.
You know, I thought I heard these weird things during the reduction. You and Hindle talking about, I don't know.
Really? Must have been dreaming. Right up here, Mohammed. Thank you.
Yeah.
The exterior of Lucy's and Adrian's building. Then Lucy, in a slip, observes her torso in a mirror, her hands on her tummy. Lucy gazes down at the floor and breathes deeply. Slowly, a pool of blood collects between her feet. Lucy's jaw drops. She turns. Adrian stands behind her across the room at Dr. Hindle's.
The internet is full of misinformation. I don't want you getting paranoid. What you have is called OHSS. Ovarian hyperstimulation. Actually, it's a good thing. Your uterus is making room, so it stretches, sometimes a little too thin, and it bleeds.
So you're not concerned?
No.
He stands.
Now there'll be no more Googling. Understood?
He smiles and nods to Adrian. Next, Adrian is followed by Lucy into a corridor. Lucy pauses and looks toward another door labeled the lab. He joins Adrian, and they depart hand in hand. Nighttime, Adrian and Lucy in bed. Lucy stirs. She goes into their bathroom and sits on a toilet. She holds the magazine from Hindle's office with a feature on Dr. Hindle, but also an article about a midwife, Grace Singleton. Lucy smiles slightly. Now, Lucy's office. Seen from beyond a glass wall, Lucy makes a presentation to a small group.
Elevating yourselves in a workplace full of basics.
then in a break room.
Fucking killed it!
I did, didn't I?
I've known Coraline for decades. Started a crew together, and she's a, how do I say it?
Let's say, tepid.
Exactly. For her to say, I like it? Wow.
No. She said, I like it very much, and that it was very smart.
That's a big compliment coming from her.
Lucy grins, patting her belly. A screen displaying a wooded trail. Adrian is on a stationary bicycle. Lucy, wrapped in a towel, approaches from around a corner.
I didn't even hear you come in. Okay, guess what?
What?
I nailed the pitch, and I get to lead the with account.
That's amazing.
Am I going to be one of those women who has it all? My career, my kids, my old man by my side.
Adrian dismounts.
Who are you calling old?
He snaps a towel at Lucy's bottom and they run.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Apparently umbilical cords are supposed to have two arteries and mine only has one.
In a cafe.
Because of course it does.
I'm so sorry.
Half the babies born with this have all sorts of awful complications. I mean, horrible things like deformities. Dr. Davis says I essentially have to be on bed rest from here on out, which I guess is okay because I can quit now and not have to waddle into work for the next 5 months.
You're going to quit?
Oh, Brad and I decided. I mean, if something happened to baby Rafe and I hadn't done everything that I could, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Maybe you could do a little work from home.
Oh, please. I'm so ready to check out.
At least you won't have to figure out where to pump.
Right. I go, excuse me, guys, I'm just gonna go pump in the broom closet real quick. Pump on the toilet.
I'm actually gonna pump on the subway, because it's less awkward than at work.
Oh, thank you for making me laugh.
At home, Lucy, visibly pregnant, wears a sparkly dress and applies red lipstick. Adrian appears in a tux in a hallway. He flips off the light.
Do you have your notes?
Yes. Thank you, by the way.
Use them. Don't read them.
Yes, I know.
She adjusts his bow tie.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He looks down the darkened corridor.
I want to take a look.
Lucy stares after him.
What can you say about a man who has fundamentally changed fertility? The truth is, you can't really say enough.
Lucy grins at Dr. Hindle.
Not in words. But you can see it. You can see it in the eyes of a mother looking at her newborn for the first time, seeing her purpose, her destiny. You can see it in the giddiness and that nervous energy of new parents bringing their baby home full of wonder and awe. I'm filled with an enormous warmth tonight. Being with John's peers, of course, and honoring him for the fifth time in a row.
Hindle nods.
Dr. John Hindle.
Hindle rises, kisses a woman, and starts for the podium. At home, Adrian opens a drawer and glances toward an open door. In the drawer, a safe. Adrian punches in a code. He removes a small box from the safe. He preens his hair, using his reflection in a silver picture frame that holds a photo of Lucy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and honored guests.
At the banquet.
Basic science. The fundamental foundation of our economic, social, and environmental progress is under attack.
At home, Lucy is in a robe, grinning as she regards herself in a mirror. Adrian comes up behind her.
Hey, Daddy.
Got you something.
Kisses her head.
Adrian, we are nowhere near being able to celebrate yet. I don't want to jinx it, mister.
I'm celebrating. Because we've been through so much already.
He presents the box from the safe and opens it. A silver bracelet is mounted inside with a small screwdriver.
It's different this time.
Adrian.
You deserve it.
These are difficult times. Challenging times. But there is no greater reward than to see a young mother who has toiled with a burning desire to give life and who now lies before me with her infants on her breast, spent with exhaustion and euphoria of birth. To look into that child's eyes and to know that I've been part of their existence in this life, that is the true gift of my work.
I'd like to put it on you.
Okay.
With the bracelet on her left wrist, he tightens a screw on its side.
It is very beautiful. Honestly, thank you so much.
They kiss several times. Adrian caresses Lucy's breast and backside.
We are building a generation, progressing families, and giving mothers their fairy tale ending.
Lucy stares ahead with a concerned look.
It's why I'm here. Tonight and always. On behalf of all the families whose lives I am now forever part of, I humbly accept this award.
Lucy applauds wearily. Now in silhouette, Adrian is atop Lucy in bed. Adrian is asleep. Lucy looks at a website on her smartphone. Grace Singleton, midwife. She taps, "Meet Grace." Lucy puts her smartphone aside. Her belly is round and full. Lucy sits up in bed. She rises and slowly steps toward the hallway. She paces cautiously along the counter in the kitchen. In the dim light, she grasps a kitchen knife in her right fist. In an adjacent room, Lucy looks toward the drawer with the safe. Its silver handle seems to liquefy or melt. She reaches for the handle and opens the drawer, revealing the safe. She pulls back just as Adrian appears behind her.
Hey! Relax. What are you doing?
I thought I heard someone.
Adrian takes the knife.
Right. Come here.
He holds her. Lucy stares toward the intact handle of the drawer. In a cafe.
We managed to get a second opinion, and We're feeling so much better about Rafe and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's such a relief.
It is.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
How are you?
I'm good.
Lucy's friend, Corgan, cocks her head.
I'm okay.
Are you?
I'm starting to feel nervous.
Ugh.
A little crazy. I'm seeing things.
Honey, me too. I'm having the wildest mommy brain lately.
I don't think it's mommy brain. Something's not right with Wendy.
What do you mean? Did Dr. Handel say something?
No, I think Dr. Handel did something to Wendy.
Lucy. No, I mean, this is a lot. Have you talked to Adrian about how you're feeling?
No, I think Adrian's in on it.
In on what?
Lucy shakes her head slightly and glances away for a moment.
That's why I'm thinking of using this midwife instead.
Lucy, this is not like Rafe. Unless something is really wrong, you should not be making sweeping changes to your birth plan. Hey, this pregnancy shit is no joke, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's really scary. But you are not alone.
Thank you, Corgan.
At home with Adrian.
I'm gonna hop on the bike. If you want to pass out before I come back in, I'll be quiet when I come back in.
Okay. All
right. Unless you want me to stay.
No. Enjoy.
Lucy turns to her tablet at the side of her bed. Grace Singleton, the midwife.
Does your doctor claim to know more about your body than you do? That your body is high risk? Do you feel disenfranchised by what swirls around us regarding motherhood, trying to get pregnant, work, your birth plan, feeling connected to your changing body? Longing for a deeper experience. Hi, I'm Grace Singleton, and I believe that women are gifted with the highest potential purpose for humankind. I became a midwife because I wanted women to connect with this planet's most powerful and phenomenal instrument, their bodies. We have a spiritual current that flows through us.
Grace closes her eyes.
We are vessels for a cosmic feat.
Cosmic imagery.
That privilege makes women the strongest people on the earth.
Black and white photos.
Modern gynecology stands on the shoulders of men who thought the womb was an unruly creature inside a woman's body. Doctors said labor was traumatic and that we needed to be subdued. Suddenly, we can't handle the pain as our ancestors did, billions of women before us, as if birth was broken before these men came up with the solutions. They fear, loathe, and covet that power, and always under the guise of concern. We've been robbed of experiencing the richness of this process in all its messy, complex, awesome entirety. Letting them make the decisions for us, that's what I call high risk. Lucy, how do you feel right now?
Lucy is with Grace.
I feel like my head is spinning.
Confront whatever it is that's blocking you from you. Let it out. From your gut. Go. Go, Lucy. Let it out.
Grace sprays a mist toward Lucy.
Remember how you're feeling right now. Empowered. Free.
Lucy! You all right?
Back in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Thought I heard you scream.
I must have been dreaming.
Okay, time to turn off your iPad. Go to bed, you millennial.
The overhead lights turn off. Lucy stares at the tablet.
Well, most pregnant people have had medicalized entry into care.
Now, on a smartphone, Lucy's office.
How is that even within the realm of possibility?
Greg hands a lunch order to Lucy.
Well, we sent the portfolio over two months ago. Yes.
Lucy.
Dawn from Hindle's office.
Dawn, what are you doing here?
I came to get the magazine. With Dr. Hindle on the cover.
Oh.
Well, he's been working for over 30 years to get on that cover, and he doesn't appreciate you taking it.
I was only borrowing it. I'll bring it back.
Oh. Mommy brain.
Dawn grins widely. Lucy stares with a stifled smile. Dawn waves. Lucy returns the gesture. Lucy wears a pained expression. He holds her belly with both hands. Hindle examining Lucy with Adrian nearby.
Totally fine.
Really, you don't need to see her? Or?
No. Responding normally. Reflexes, heartbeat. You'd be surprised at how resilient they are. It's very good that you came in, Lucy. There you go.
I'm really sorry about the magazine.
I'm sorry about Dawn. She's very loyal and proud of my work. Dawn has worked for me for the past 18 years and fiercely defends her family.
I'm so embarrassed. I really only meant to borrow it.
Oh, I know that.
She hands the magazine to Hindle.
Yes, there's a lot of voodoo out there. We just want to make sure that you get the best possible care.
Thank you, John, for seeing us so last minute.
Adrian and Hindle hug. Lucy stares.
Yes.
Next, Lucy follows Adrian down a corridor in Hindle's office. Dawn comes through the doorway labeled the lab, and Lucy turns toward her. Dawn, unsmiling, regards Lucy.
Have a good night, hon.
Adrian peeks around a corner. Lucy goes with him. Next, Greg at Lucy's office, seen from Lucy's area through a glass partition. Lucy, smiling, enters and sits.
So?
So, after talking to Mihail and Dirk, we worry about losing momentum. We think Brian should lead. On the with account.
Really?
You're gonna need time. It's a marathon.
Lucy shakes her head.
Lucy, you don't want this to be your first one out of the gate.
Are you using my deck? My ideas?
They loved you at with. We love you at Legler, Lucy. Don't take this the wrong way. We just want to make sure things go smoothly.
Her mouth agape, she pushes herself up from the couch. In the glass reflection, Lucy puts on her coat and leaves. In a park area, Lucy shakes her head softly and looks about. She closes her eyes. Adrian's office.
I think I'm going to need at least a 3-month buffer. Yeah, well, she's going to need me. Huge change, yeah. Hey, you know what? Can I call you right back? Thanks, bye.
Lucy has entered Adrian's office.
You okay?
No.
Well, what's going on?
You're using my deck and my ideas. I got the with account, and now I'm not allowed to work on it. It's okay. I just had to get out of there and come see you.
She holds up a paper bag.
I got you something.
Lucy.
It's really, really good. We got it at work the other day. I can't believe we haven't had it yet.
What the hell's going on?
What? I can't bring my husband lunch?
Adrian holds up a bag on his desk.
You just brought me lunch.
Lucy's eyebrows knit. She looks away, right and left, brings a hand to her mouth.
Mummy brain is a real thing, Lucy.
Hindle's office.
Prepartum depression hits about 1 out of 5 women.
Listen to Dr. Hindle. You should be enjoying this process.
We now know that Xanax is safe at 0.25 milligrams starting the third trimester.
He hands her a pill bottle.
So this won't affect Wendy.
Wendy? No, no, no. Try and take care of yourself, Lucy. You do that for me?
He touches her cheek. She nods.
Smile, Lucy. It actually makes you happier. It's scientifically proven.
He smiles weakly.
There you go now.
She glances at Hindle and then away. Outside a red brick urban townhome, Lucy steps through an interior doorway. African masks and tapestries adorn one wall. Lucy smiles.
Lucia Martin?
Yes.
Lucy gazes around.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm actually meeting you. I'm a really big fan of your words and your videos. Your whole thing inspires me.
Lucy takes in Grace's bearing.
It is highly unusual for me to take on a client this late in the process. But you seem vulnerable. This time should feel special and exciting. Not a constant uphill battle. You have a lot to unpack.
Lucy looks to the side, eyebrows knit.
My mom died a few years ago. And I've been hoping that with Wendy, I might get a piece of her back. But maybe it's wrong to put that kind of pressure on her.
See yourself with Wendy. Loving her. Nurturing her. Laughing with her. Giving her all the strength you have been given, have earned. And look at her. Strong little lady.
Lucy smiles and looks down toward her belly. An urban sidewalk. Seen from across the street, Adrian carries a satchel. He enters an ornate lobby and greets Rita from Hindle's office with a kiss and an embrace.
You're all set. Room 1992.
Thank you very much.
He hands Adrian something and strides away. Now Adrian in a hotel guest room corridor. He approaches a guest room and looks both ways before knocking. He enters. Next, seen through slats of an adjacent area, He stands at a curtained window. Lucy stands on the other side of the slats, peering through. Dr. Hindle enters the room, bare-chested and holding a towel. Lucy stares as Adrian and Hindle embrace and kiss passionately. Hindle drops the towel. Lucy's jaw drops, and she brings a hand to her mouth, closing her eyes briefly. Adrian sits on a bed while Hindle stands in front of him. As Lucy watches, Adrian begins to fellate Hindle. Hindle caresses Adrian's hair. Suddenly, Adrian turns to the side. At home, Lucy and Adrian asleep. Next, Lucy steps into her hallway and in the room with the dresser that contains a safe. He opens the drawer and enters a code on the safe's keypad. A red light flashes. Lucy looks to the side and enters another code. The safe unlocks. In the safe is a container labeled HWC. Lucy lifts a manila envelope from the safe and pulls out medical documents. HPI profile, Lucy Martin, female singlet, male twin set, injected with JX19HIND92. Signs of stress and anxiety, delusions and paranoid behaviors. Dysgenic corrections undertaken. Stem cell harvesting. Subject observed, going to Grace Singleton. Lucy's jaw drops. Photos of Grace Singleton's townhome and of Lucy on the front steps. Now, Lucy is sitting up in bed, glaring toward Adrian, asleep.
I found this in Adrian's safe.
With Corgan.
What is this? Yes. Do you see that? I'm part of a study. What study? I didn't sign up. Do you see that? An injection. Of what? Look at this. Look at these photos of me.
Corgan stares at Lucy.
I know they did something to Wendy. I've known it the whole time.
This is crazy.
I'm not crazy. They're trying to make me think I'm crazy.
Can I take this and show this to Brad?
Why?
To get a lawyer's perspective? I mean, he's gonna need to see this for himself. He'll know your rights.
Right. Okay.
Lucy nods.
Thank you.
Just... until we know what this is, you have to act like everything is normal.
Slowly, jaw set, he nods again. Twilight, the exterior of Lucy's and Adrian's building. Naked. Lucy reclines in a tub filled with water and a thin layer of soap bubbles. Her eyes are closed. Suddenly, blood streams toward her face. It grows thicker and gushes over her. Through a haze of water and blood, Adrian is staring down toward Lucy.
Okay.
Blood gone, Adrian lifts Lucy from the tub.
Okay. What did you do?
I think I swallowed water.
At their shared vanity, Lucy and Adrian are reflected in the mirror.
There's no shame in it.
He opens the Xanax pill bottle and places a pill at Lucy's lips. Lucy smiles slightly and rubs her belly, then spits out the pill. She stares at herself in the mirror. Now Lucy, her hands on her belly, stands over Adrian in bed asleep. morning, Lucy brews coffee as Adrian approaches.
What's happening?
I'm gonna quit.
Eating?
My job. Everything. Even Dr. Hindle.
You're joking.
No, I want to see Grace Singleton.
Sorry, who?
She's this midwife I found, and I saw her yesterday, and Adrian, she was magical. She was just amazing. She's just more natural. Hindle and them, they feel so... Yeah.
She shakes her head.
Look, Lucy, we've been seeing him for months. I've known John for years. He's the one that got us pregnant.
He got me pregnant, Adrian. I don't know, I'm just more comfortable with Grace. Dr. Hindle gives me a bad feeling.
So you're basing this all on a fucking feeling. And what am I supposed to tell John?
I don't know. He's your friend.
No. No. I have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, not around my birth story.
Your birth story? This is what, you saw a post and now you're basing our entire baby's life on a fucking Instagram trend? Let's not forget, this is my baby we're talking about too.
I invited Eden and Allison to the shower. It's gonna be really fun.
Oh.
She sips coffee.
So that's it?
Yeah. Do you want some?
Lucy, in a car passenger seat, staring out the window.
Did you send the sonogram over to Grace?
Yeah, I told you.
Lucy glares toward Adrian.
John is really mad, disappointed.
Next, at Lucy's baby shower, he wears a pink sash with the words, Mommy to be.
Oh my gosh.
Lucy holds up a onesie labeled Wendy. Adrian smiles.
That is gorgeous.
Corgan hands Lucy a box with a bow.
To Lucia, from me.
Oh, thank you. What is this?
A book.
It's a first edition copy of Peter Pan. It's the same one that your mom read to you. I just wanted to do a little something besides the shower.
Thank you.
Lucy's face goes blank. She stares at the blue cover of the book. It features a red image of Peter Pan standing on a windowsill with his shadow, also in red. The shadow begins to spread like a pool of blood.
Earth to Lucy!
How did you know my name's Lucia?
Corgan shakes her head playfully.
What?
Lucy stands carefully and walks away.
Is it baby brain or is it mommy brain, right?
Lucy stares at herself in a split mirror. She opens one side of the mirrored medicine cabinet. The Xanax container is prescribed to Corgan Monroe. Lucy reaches for it and scowls.
Okay.
Corgan is outside the bathroom door. Lucy opens the door slowly. She glowers intensely toward Corgan.
Hey. Is everything all right?
You go to John.
What?
You go to John.
Corgan backs away.
I've had 3 miscarriages and tried IVF 3 times, Lucy. I didn't have a choice.
When did you go?
We were really worried about you, and when I told Adrian about my complications, he got me in.
After everything I told you, you went to Adrian?
You were scaring me. You were obsessing, and you seemed really not well. I just thought that your husband should know.
You gave him the file. That was my proof, Corgan.
Lucy, Adrian said there is no safe in his office.
Lucy stumbles backward and against the wall, sinking to the ground. Grace assists as Lucy writhes in childbirth, sweating, her shoulders held by Adrian. Grace pulls Lucy's child from Lucy's womb. Grace looks to Lucy in astonishment.
It's a boy! It's a boy!
Grace hands the baby boy to Adrian.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You're crowning again!
Grace lifts her blood-drenched hands.
You need to go to the ER. Right now. She's experiencing a full placental abruption. You need to go.
To Adrian.
Now!
With Grace, Lucy continues to writhe, lying back in the rear of a car. Now Lucy, in a hospital gown, is being transported on a gurney. The gown is stained dark red at Lucy's groin. Then Lucy lies on her back. Dr. Hindle, three masked attendants, and Adrian stand at Lucy's parted legs.
Push, push,
you're doing,
Lucy,
it's amazing.
Push,
you're
push,
doing
it's
amazing.
Coming, it's coming. The baby's head is crowning right now. Push. And here he is, our second baby boy.
On a metal tray, a bloody placenta attached to a small fetus. The placenta is slipped into a blue plastic bag. Seen from above and upside down, Lucy is in a hospital bed. Her baby boys are placed on her arms.
This is hard, and it's difficult to understand, but we will work through this together. But these are ours, and it is a critical time to create a bond. You know, we have been through a lot, and this is not, you've been through a lot, Luce, these last couple days, and...
Adrian carries two baby carriers down the hallway at Dr. Hindle's office.
It's overwhelming.
Slowly, holding her stomach, Lucy follows.
It's overwhelming.
The two babies are bundled in blue in a crib. Lucy stares down at them as Adrian approaches from behind.
I know it seems hard right now, but this is a good thing. Wait till you see how special these boys are. Such beautiful blue eyes.
Lucy's eyes peer to the side. Adrian wraps his arms around her limp frame. Lucy, her eyes closed, is held by Grace.
I can't believe this happened to me.
I know. I know.
Lucy opens her eyes, startled. He looks around.
In your office. Wasn't it more culturally, weren't there like masks and even your outfit looks different?
No. Nothing has changed.
Really?
Grace nods.
I am not your mystical negress, Lucy.
Lucy shuts her eyes tight and shakes her head.
I'm sorry. Fuck. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Be better. I don't have the answers. It's not my job. It's yours.
Light dims around Lucy as she steps forward. Slowly, the door to Lucy's bathroom glides open. Lucy, naked and blood-soaked, steps into the room and turns to face the mirror. In her reflection, she's clothed in a loose-fitting white shirt. Now, an outdoors scene, upside down. Lucy steps forward in the white shirt and blue jeans. Her arms are limp at her sides. The scene turns right side up as Lucy paces through the tall doorway of the building that houses the Hindle Women's Center. With dark, bloodshot eyes, Lucy moves slowly, heavily, toward the reception area. Dawn is at the desk.
I need to talk to John.
Do you have an appointment?
I need to talk to John about reducing the wrong
this way.
Dawn stands. She eyes Lucy warily and leads her to an examining room. Lucy's wide eyes glare toward Dawn's back.
You have two babies and a wonderful husband. If I were you, I would go home and spend every minute with them, mothering them. Just let Adrian and Hindle do the good work they're trying to do.
What?
Oh, he didn't tell you? Oh, I thought you two were closer than that.
Dawn taps her earpiece.
Rita, can you bring in the Martin Hindle paperwork, please?
Dawn grins and shakes her head. Rita peeks in and hands several pages to Dawn.
Thank you.
Dawn nods and with pursed lips hands the papers to Lucy. Medical practice merger. Adrian Martin and John Hindle. The Hindle Women's Center.
Adrian's joining the practice. Just think of all the good work they're going to do.
Lucy drops the paperwork.
Welcome to the family.
Dawn places her hands on either side of Lucy's head. Dawn leaves. Dawn enters a hallway from the wood door to the lab. Lucy slips behind Dawn as she passes and goes into the lab. Lucy steps into a spacious medical area with a gynecological exam table. On a tray next to it, the blue plastic bag with the placenta. Underneath the bag, a file folder. Lucy leans over it, tears welling in her eyes. Behind her, Dr. Hindle approaches. Lucy stiffens and turns toward him.
You poor thing. What Grace did, morally reprehensible. But for her not to have an affiliation with the hospital, should be illegal.
I just want Wendy, okay?
Places a hand on the bag.
This world just breaks my heart at times. I don't know what's going on with people these days. We've got pedophiles running the government, terrorism in our schools. Sometimes I feel like there's no hope, no containing the onslaught. Most people don't understand what's best for them. They search for solutions, but God, money, magic, none of these things can fix our problems. None of them cure disease.
Turns Lucy to a refrigerated case.
Science does. We have a saying around here. God doesn't make babies. I do.
Lucy backs away, shakes her head.
Oh, my God.
When you and Adrian came in here, you said you wanted a baby.
Taps the case.
I gave you the best genes there are. My own.
The case is filled with vials labeled John Hindle. Lucy's face is reflected in the glass door of the case.
You raped me.
Oh, please. Lucy. There's no need for hysterics.
Hindle takes a large vial and hypodermic from
all
a drawer.
All I wanted was a daughter. All I wanted was Wendy.
Hmm.
He fills the hypodermic needle with a pale red liquid.
I'm sorry about the girl. But these boys... these boys will spread the seed. Now, I wish I didn't have to do this, but it's for the best. Don't worry. It'll be painless.
Lucy kicks him in the groin. He doubles over, dropping the hypodermic. Lucy grabs the examining mirror and thrusts it toward Hindle's head. In slow motion, the mirror nears Hindle's writhing face. At dusk, Lucy staggers in the middle of a wide street, her long, dark hair falling over her white shirt, now streaked with blood. In the right hand, a sheaf of papers. In the left, the blue plastic bag. Interspersed are images of Lucy walking toward Hindle, strapped to a table, his face bruised. Behind Lucy, Dawn sneaks up and throws Lucy aside against equipment. With Lucy's face bloodied, Dawn reaches for Lucy's neck. Lucy overpowers Dawn and forces her to the floor. Lucy grabs a speculum and shoves it into Dawn's mouth. Lucy turns away as Dawn rises and removes the instrument from her mouth and drops it. Dawn swings a fist at Lucy. With Lucy on the floor, Dawn pummels her, spitting at her, smearing her face with her own blood. Lucy grabs the hypodermic and plunges it into Dawn's arm. Dawn collapses. Lucy mounts Dr. Hindle and beats his face with her fists. Lucy steps toward the refrigerated case as Hindle screams at her. Lucy topples the case. Vials and glass spread across the floor. Lucy retrieves paperwork from the folder and the blue plastic bag and staggers into the reception area. To Rita.
You're gonna wanna find a new doctor.
Wendy, there's so much to do. Send me a scarf for sleep.
Close your eyes, Michael, and I'll see.
Lucy's two boys squirm in a crib. Lucy stands over them in her bloodied white shirt. Then, she cradles them in her arms and walks into her bedroom toward the open window.
The moment Mama switches off the light, a thousand different questions come my way. And stay. Who am I?
Her eyes wide, Lucy stares into the night sky. She holds the babies and releases them. They float into the darkness.
Did I ever live before? A mountain lion or as a fly? Someday I die. Will I ever live again as a rooster or a hen?
Lucy bends over slightly, her eyes still fixed on the night. He smiles faintly. Over the baby's crib, wallpaper features Wendy, Peter, and other children flying over London Bridge and the shadows of stars on strings. Adrian steps into the room to find Lucy standing at the crib.
God, what happened?
I know what happened.
He faces him.
You knew we were having the boys.
Adrian looks away.
No. He
he said he was going to take care of us.
Lucy shakes her head.
This deal, this is going to be a good thing for us, Lucy. Lucy. Lucy.
One by one, Lucy hands the boys to Adrian. Adrian leaves the room with the babies. Lucy looks back toward the blue plastic bag on a changing table. Lucy steps slowly into her living room and sits in an upholstered rocking chair. In her hands, he holds the tiny fetus, Wendy.
As a mountain lion or as a fly, can I be the only one who thinks these mysterious?
Lucy opens her shirt and brings the fetus to her breast. Lucy closes her eyes for a moment and breathes deeply. Her mouth drops open as the fetus seems to try to suckle at Lucy's breast. Lucy smiles as tears stream down her blood-stained cheeks. Credits scroll including Unit Production Manager Allison Rose Carter, First Assistant Director Alice Johnson, Second Assistant Director, Dan Levy. Cast, in order of appearance. Lucy, Ilana Glazer. Adrian, Justin Thoreau. Nurse Dawn, Gretchen Moll. Nurse Rita, Sabrina Gadecki. Dr. Hindle, Pierce Brosnan. Greg, Josh Hamilton. Mihail, Niels Lawton. Brian, Sullivan Jones. Waiter, James Kusati Moyer. Marcy, Lucy Walters. May, J.G. Makapuga. Bryn, Daniel Slavik. Corgan, Sophia Bush. Coraline, Francesca Faradani. Dirk, Kelly Okwa. Grace Singleton, Zainab Jha. Stunt Coordinator, Jennifer Lamb. Stunts, Alexa Marsigliano. Aaron Wexler, Hannah Scott. Production Supervisor, John Reed. Location Manager, Sasha Springer. Art Director, Christina Porter. Set Director, Paige Mitchell. Property Master, Tony Harris. A camera operator, Tomek Giawazi. Script supervisor, Amina El Etrebi. Production sound mixer, Dan Bricker. Gaffer, Andrew Hubbard. Key grip, Ethan June. Assistant costume designer, Aisha Wallace. Makeup department head, Mandy Bisesti. Hair department head, Marcel DeGenis. Production office coordinator, Alexandra Vivas. Production accountant, Teresa Simon. Construction Coordinator, Richie Hebrang. Charge Scenic Artist, Emily Gaunt. Special Effects Coordinator, Eugene Hitt. Transportation Captain, Dimitri Jacquelin. Still Photographers, Anna Kouris, Emily Aragonis. Assistant to Ms. Glazer, Nandi Mwaba. Key Set Medic, Christine Boehm. Catering and Craft Services, Alfonso Catering. Songs, Exploration, written by Dominic Johnson, courtesy of APM Music on behalf of EMI Music Publishing. Shamanic Dream, performed by Anugama, courtesy of Open Sky Music. Who Am I? From the original Broadway musical Peter Pan, 1950, written by Leonard Bernstein, performed by the Peter Pan Original Cast and Orchestra, featuring Gene Arthur and Boris Karloff, courtesy of Sony Classical by arrangement with Sony Music Entertainment. Always, written by Kenneth Leslie Smith, courtesy of First Com Music Incorporated. The director wishes to thank Allison Levy, Vernon Chapman, PFFR, Pedra Lee, Suki Lee, Nick Paley, Nick Josenovic, Chris Smith, Amy Ryan, Eric Slovin, Kara Weaver, Lori Collier, Sarah Egan, Seth Sanders, Carl Ackerman, John Glazer, Ben Pell, Lord, Chastity Belt, Dumpling Louise, Walton Ford, Kiki Smith, Gordon Lish. With thanks to Albright Fashion Library, CVC Stones, Brioni, Louis Vuitton, Panavision, Clara Pokshevka, Maurizio Ilcampo, Arrive Hair Care, R Plus Company, Hair Story, Davines, T3 Micro, Bumble and Bumble, Karastase, Temptu, IGK, Kelly Shave Smith, Papa and Barkley, Sean Callahan, Alan Lampert, Pete Conopask, Tuft and Needle, Hollister Hovey, Cartel, Welcome Collection, CC by 4.0 International, Ben Gatsi, United Talent Agency, Lori Friedman of Lorianne Jewelry, Lynn Sheehat of Sheehat Productions. Filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office of Motion Picture and Television Development. Logos, Technicolor, Economy Sound and Digital, Bus Fiend, Wild Union Post, Panavision, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, SAG-AFTRA, United Talent Agency, MPA. This picture made under jurisdiction of IATSE, affiliated with AFL-CIO-CLC. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. False positive. Copyright 2019 FP Rights, LLC. Audio description provided by Audio Description Associates, LLC. This is Joel Snyder. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.